in you, the truth is not in you. 1 John 1, 8 and 10 says. James 3, 2 says, we all stumble in many ways. So there is ever and always a remedial ministry going on in the body of Christ. And that remedial ministry is the spiritual calling the fleshly to live on the spiritual level. That's just basic. This is essential because if you are fleshly, your usefulness is destroyed. Paul, writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:21, says, if you want to be a vessel fit for the master's use, you have to be purged, cleansed. If you are fleshly, if you are in sin, if you're not walking in the Spirit, if you are using human means to apply to spiritual matters, and you are functioning in the flesh, you are useless. Your ministry is debilitated. Furthermore, you infect other believers. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 says a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. And if there is sin in your life and you're touching the lives of other people, you are infecting them negatively. So from a positive standpoint, if you're functioning in the flesh, you're not useful to God. From a negative standpoint, you're more than not useful. You're useless. You're more than useless. You're trouble. Because you are negatively impacting the body of Christ. You're not only not helping, you're hindering. And since a truly sensitive Christian would embrace the whole body of Christ and desire that the whole church be strong and not just himself, he would be therefore concerned, or she would be therefore concerned, that all believers be walking in the Spirit or by the Spirit. So we then have this great spiritual responsibility, not only to walk by the Spirit ourselves as we confess our sin and as we stay richly involved in the Word of God and its application to our lives, flowing in the Spirit as He moves us along, but we also have the responsibility to stimulate that in one another. That's very important. I want to deal with my own life and be sure my life is right for my own sake so that I can be useful to God. Secondly, so that I can be useful to you, so that I can confront what isn't right in your life and be used by God's Spirit to lift you from the natural or fleshly level to the spiritual plane. The most important pursuit, then, of the believer is virtue or holiness, not only for its own sake, but for the sake of usefulness to others. I cannot take the stick out of your eye until I get the beam out of my own eye, said Jesus in Matthew 7, 1 to 5. I can't deal with your problem unless I've dealt with